Grand Prix. It's Michael Schumacher, Rubens Barrichello, and Juan Pablo Montoya. Michael, it's your seventh win this season, and you really seem to enjoy it, and so did the Silverstone crowd.
Yeah, they haven't had many occasions to enjoy victories with me in my time in Silverstone, so obviously they do enjoy the few we had.
Obviously a great car and a great drive, but perhaps especially a really good tyre today.
Yes, so it's the package. I mean, we know we have a very good car. We know we have a very good tyre, especially for a race, and we have sort of worked for that very hard with Bridgestone together, with the team. But I think today it was purely down to when to put what tyres. And I have to say, thanks to Ross, he did a great job today, because I wasn't sure, because we had this drizzling of rain, and sure, in that lap we came in, it was a lot of water, but it could have well stopped immediately, and then you should have stayed out on slicks, and I wasn't sure what sort of decision I should take, and I was glad Ross took the decision for me, and he took the right one.
How much were conditions changing lap by lap?
Quite a lot. I mean, it was almost dry, and it started raining again, and it was very tricky even then, because the intermediates sort of worn down, and they almost were slicks, and then it started raining again, and it was very tricky at certain moments.
Thanks, Michael. Rubens, probably one of your most remarkable races, you went from 21st to 2nd in 19 laps. Talk us through it.
It was quite busy. I mean, it's been a fantastic race in terms of, you know, result, because I couldn't wait for more. And it was just, you know, I select first gear on the formation lap, and the car, the engine turned it off, and it was a shame, because, you know, I just thought of Barcelona again, not having the ability to start. And when the car got going, I mean, as Michael said, we have the package and the tires and everything, so it seemed quite good. So I was coming quite quickly. On the intermediates, I think I pushed a little bit too hard on them, and they were completely gone, and I had a spin, and but even though I kept the engine running, so I had quite a busy afternoon.
And a nice fun scrap with Juan at the end.
Well, it's good, because it's quite fair, you know. It's you know, we can fight forever, but it's been quite good, so we enjoy.
Juan, it was all going so well while it was dry, but once it rained, things started to go away from you. In fact, as Michael went past, you were almost laughing into your helmet on the team radio. Was it just like, that's it, there's nothing I can do?
As soon as it started drizzling, it looked like I actually slicked out, I was better in the damp conditions, and it was a bit quicker than Michael. As soon as it was dry, he'll catch him again, and he was a lot quicker at the time. You know, you can see the lap times. You know, I think it's like 2 seconds quicker. They're faster lap than mine. And, you know, from then I really couldn't do anything. I came out of the pits, I think it was like 8 second lead. And after taking two laps, I was thinking, and I was pushing really hard, trying to do something, but it's impossible.
You had that nice scrap with Rubens at the end. I believe you may have had a slight problem towards the end?
No, not really. Right before we pitted, my tires seemed to, you know, hold on a little better than Bridgestone. So I think Michelin, you know, has done a lot of development on it, and it's, you know, it's at least a bit competitive. And in the hold-up, you know, Rubens slipped through, you know, I was starting to catch him a bit. And as we're going to bridge, I looked at the other fast corner, I said he's going to lift a bit and just keep it wide open. And when I get out of the corner, I was ahead of him, it was pretty good. But then, you know, the tire seemed to go off. You know, I think it's a lot better than before. It's a big step forward. But I think we still need to do quite a lot of work.
Thanks, Pablo. Michael, going to Mayhew, where you've won many times, your confidence must be absolutely sky high.
Yeah, and actually with the car we have, with the package we have, we're sort of comfortable, we're feeling comfortable. But then Magny-Cours is a very particular circuit, where tyres we have seen can play the opposite effect than what we have seen so far. It's more probably like a Canada Grand Prix, things will be a bit more tight, especially if we have very hot condition, which we should expect for there. So I'm looking forward to a very tight race where still we have the opportunity and chance to win it, but wait and see. I mean, first have to do it.
Guys, thank you. It was a great race. Thanks very much. Now, word for word.